When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The sound from the Jet game, not good, as you can imagine.
First and goal. Dortch again lines up in the backfield. Murray near side to Harrison. Over the shoulder. Touchdown.
That was pretty good. That was Spiro Dedis on CBS.
Same Marvin, old Jets.
Marvin Harrison Jr., the 9-yard touchdown catch, part of a 31-6 blowout of the Jets in Arizona. Murray's day, pretty impressive. 22 of 24, 266 yards. That touchdown, he ran for two more. And James Conner, 33 yards rushing with a touchdown, five catches for 80 yards as well. Trey McBride, the play where he shook off Sauce Gardner. There was a lot going on here. Jeff Ulbrich, the interim head coach, we weren't prepared.
They were not prepared to play.
Oh, Christ.
We didn't execute even close to our standard, and that falls on my shoulders 100%. I didn't do a good enough job getting these guys ready. I thought the physicality and the effort was fine. That was not the issue. It was execution, and then that was all three phases.
Physicality and effort. Physicality, they got steamrolled.
Yeah, well, he can't say that, though, because then at that point he's basically saying what what's-his-face set up in New England, Gerard Mayo, that the team quit. I mean, if he says there's no physicality in effort, he's saying exactly that. So there's no way he believes that.
But what did New England do? They went out and beat Chicago.
They did after that.
Maybe
yeah,
he needs to say that.
Yeah, and then they actually beat the Jets before that. After, remember, so they said they quit, then they played the Jets and won that game.
Yes.
And then they just beat Chicago, too.
Two out of their last three, they've won. But this reminds me, maybe you should do an Antonio Pierce and call the guys out, you know, in terms of business decisions.
Business decisions,
which I
yeah.
think was directed at Davante Adams when Davante was, you know, sidelined by a hamstring.
Yeah, there was a lot of business decisions made yesterday. I mean, it looked like Sauce Gardner was trying to throw Trey McBride over the first down line. That's what it looked like. Like, just get out of here.
Here was Gardner. Yeah, this wasn't good.
Like I said, I got to be better. Maybe I could have brought some more energy to make everybody play better, you know? And, you know, it's on me.
I keep hearing about energy. They keep talking about have a lack of energy. They all say it.
They said it together. I forget what game.
Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, that's right. Pittsburgh game, which was a national TV game.
Yep.
They said they came out with low energy. Like, what? I mean, every week, it's like these guys are just, they're done. It feels like they're done.
I feel like the life has been sucked out of the team. It has been for whatever reason. There's probably a myriad of those reasons. Most notably yesterday, it was a defense that couldn't do anything, couldn't stop Kyler Murray or the Cardinal offense, and then an offense that looks like it's like lost.
So there's no manifesting this great season?
We forgot
to do that this year? Or do we only say that when things go well and everything ends up right?
Just curious.
Point well taken, Jerry.
Just wondering.
Point well taken.
I mean, listen. You're the voice of the Cowboys.
No, I'm not.
I would just back off a little bit with you.
I'm not the voice of anything.
Take a look at that team.
Well, no, the whole manifestation is bullcrap.
You got Micah Parsons saying, you know, I'm not worried about Mike McCarthy. He can leave anytime he wants.
He did say that. That is true.
I'm more worried about other players in this team that might be in the last legs of their career.
That is true. He was talked about Zach Martin. That is very true.
So what about him? You know, I feel sorry for him. He can't get out of here. I'm like, okay.
Wow. Zach Martin's had a very good career, and he's made a lot of money.
I know he has, you know, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jets will take on the Colts on Sunday. The Giants, they were in Germany to play the Panthers. And, well, they got the game to overtime and very quickly into overtime.
Tracy to the right of Jones in a shotgun set. Two receivers left. Delayed handoff for Tracy. Not a lot of room.
And he fumbled the football, and the Panthers say they have it. They do.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, and he was one of the two best players on the field for the Giants yesterday. It was a shame, and it's inexcusable to fumble in that spot, but him and Brian Burns were the two best players during that game, and you can't blame him for this loss because without him, they wouldn't even have scored a point. But, yeah, that just sucks for the young guy.
That's a rough flight home for him.
Mm-hmm.
Here was how it turned out.
Snap is good. Kick on its way from Pinheiro, and it is good. Eddie Pinheiro from 36 yards out in overtime.
The game is over.
And the Panthers have beat the Giants 20-17.
I don't know why I love that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. The two interceptions that Daniel Jones threw
in the red zone.
Just absolutely it encapsulates who he is and what he's turned out to be as a quarterback overall. Just a little bit inaccurate, a little bit nervous. You know, you got to negotiate Jadeveon Clowney. You can't throw the ball behind Tracy. I mean, like, just...
How about the flea flicker? The eyes are open.
And you could see Brian Daboll on the sideline. Throw the ball! And that's the thing that is driving everybody over there crazy. So I don't know where they go from here. I don't know if the other guys offer a better opportunity to score points and not make mistakes. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But they now, at least... They're the worst team in the NFC. They are the 16th seed in the NFC right now. Question is do they win more games and start climbing back up? Because, you know, if you're a fan, you're thinking draft, draft, draft now.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I know the players can't think that way and the coaches can't think that way, and I don't expect them to do that unless there are a couple players that are going to be free agents and don't want to get hurt.
I think the fans have been thinking about that for a few weeks. So you're right.
I think they have too. Of course, you want your team to win. I mean, but at the end of the day, let's be realistic of what's going on here. Right now, Jacksonville is number one, and the Giants are number two in draft order.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys are a mess. They could actually, on Thanksgiving, might have a chance to win that game because they're such a disaster. There's a lot of games that they're going to lose on this schedule the rest of the way. The Eagles, the Ravens, going to Atlanta. I mean, the Bucks this week. I mean, the Bucks are, you know.
Next week off the bye.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bye. Yep. And then the Bucks after that on the 24th.
The Ravens.
Yeah, I know. Ravens, Giants.
Throw them around like they're playing a Pop Warner team. Oh, my God.
That might be a forfeit spot.
It would be interesting is what happens in week 18 with the Eagles as to whether or not the Eagles need that game or they want the Giants to win that game so they don't get the quarterback that they want.
Oh, imagine that.
That again, yes.
Oh, no.
That might be worse than last time.
Nate Sudfeld.
Yes. Then the Giants weren't even a 500 team, I don't think, though the Eagles did lay down that day.
Yes.
This would be worse because you could be screwing their future.
Wow. Two teams trying to lose.
Oh, God. Here we are. 0-0, start of the fourth quarter. Sunday night football. The Lions were trailing the Texans in this game 23-7. You had Jared Goff throwing five interceptions, and yet here they were late.
Bates, the first-year kicker, is set. Tells Fox he's ready to go. Here's the snap. Ball down. The kick is on the way. End over end. It is good! Just inside the left upright. And the Lions win! The Lions steal one in Houston.
Ryan Radke, Westwood One with the call. Jake Bates, the game winner from 51 yards out. And they come back to win 26-23 to improve to 8-1 for the first time since 1954. Here was Dan Campbell. What a comeback.
You know, that was a hard-fought game. And, you know, we had to fight our way back in there. And, you know, I'm proud of the guys. There's things that... Obviously, we got to clean up.
But they're still winning games at a pretty rapid rate. Best team in the NFC.
I mean, what do you say? You know, Jared Goff, for 6 weeks, was completing 84% of his passes.
Yeah. Had a bad game. He still won.
He had a horrendous game last night with the five interceptions, but they still won. That tells you something about that team.
Yeah, both Sam Darnold and Jared Goff did things that, like, haven't been done in NFL history and won games. I got to find the stat, but someone who threw three picks and no touchdowns, like they've been, you know, the teams have been 0-140. Mm. It's a good stat pack one for you. This is a good one. You ready for this?
Yeah. Yep.
Teams with zero touchdowns and three or more turnovers are 0-147 since 2010 until today.
Stat pack. Boom.
Right in your face.
Boom, 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 boom.
You're still all in on Sam Darnold.
He was terrible yesterday, but...
And he has the
they're, they're 7-2, yeah. And I mean, it says something to go on the road, play like crap, and still find a way to win. So
kind of like Detroit.
Yes, yes, absolutely. But yeah, I'm of course I'm in on him. That's my quarterback.
He is your guy. You're going to need that guy too.
Yeah.
Come January. A lot more NFL sound, obviously, next hour, including Darren Rizzi, who had an interesting start to his day. The Saints beat the Falcons 20-17.
Darren Rizzi is the interim head coach for the Saints.
Right.
Right. Can't assume that everybody knows who that guy is.
Oh, fair. Good point.
Yeah.
So we'll play him next hour. I'm trying to locate this Jerry Jones sound with the sunlight. Not easy. It's just not. It doesn't seem to exist, but I will try. Plus, he has
What did he say?
He said... What did
Someone
he say?
Asked him if they needed curtains at Jerry's World.
Here, yes, they asked about the sunlight because their pastor went to CeeDee Lamb. He didn't even like attempt to try and catch it. He couldn't see it and pointed to the sun. So when Jerry Jones was asked about it after the game, he said, "Are you kidding me? Everybody's got the same thing. Every team comes in here has the same issues. I'm saying the world knows where the sun is. You get to know that almost a year in advance. Someone asked me about the sun. Well, what about the sun? Where's the moon?"
So is that stadium facing east and west as opposed to north and south?
I have no idea. It sits where it sits, and at some point during the day, the sun peers in through the window.
Well, I mean, you like the stadiums to be going, you know, north and south, not east and west.
I suppose it's east and west then.
The field should be going north and south.
Avoid those problems.
You avoid those sun-setting problems.
That has been a problem for years. We've seen it in the playoffs, and it happened again yesterday. The Knicks lost to the Pacers. The Devils were shut out, and we'll have a lot more for you next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.